104 to 106. Cork's Red FM.
Yeah, it was next to the game of Hurling Joe. Waterford started really well. They opened up a 3-point gap, but in fairness to Cork, you know, they battled really, really hard. The first half was a real battle for Cork because we were playing against, you know, fairly strong breeze, and at half time they only led by a point. So, and look, they were beaten by a point in the end, but I think all in all, even though I suppose victories are the ones that count, it was still a decent performance. I think that as Welsh, you know, he got scores from, you know, almost all his forwards. I think Tom Kenny was the only forward not to score, and Tom still played fairly well, you know. Midfield did okay. And in the back, there was no one really skinned back. They all held up their own. Steve McDonald did well against John Milan, even though Milan got a few points. So I think all in all, Cork will be, they'll be disappointed now that they're probably out of contention for a league final place. Yeah. But, you know, it was a good performance on the same.
I suppose, so like last time around against Galway, there was 9 different scores, and again, there was a lot of different scores today. That's been a real positive.
Oh, there was Joe. And you add into that, then, you know, Jerry O'Connor came on and he got a massive point. And even in defence, the whole half-back line scored. Brian Murphy came off the field, William Egan got a point, and John Gardner got a great 65. So there's definitely a great outspread. And I suppose, on the opposite side of that, you'd say last year, maybe the last couple of years, Waterford had been defending for scores on John Milan. So I think it's an awful lot healthier to have, you know, as you said yourself, a good spread of scorers. But you know, I suppose at the end of the day too, like, you know, it was disappointing when they were so close. I mean, William Egan had a bit of a snapshot in the end that could have gone over. It would have been great to even get a draw, but because they deserved a draw.
But do you think Dennis will be that disappointed, because it was away from home, and I suppose, like you said, it could have gone either way in the end, really?
No, I think, like, the performance definitely was encouraging, and it was bitterly cold down there, and Dungavin is very tight, and Cork forwards are terribly lively. Like, Luke O'Farrell is a live wire, and even though I thought he did really well. I was surprised to see him taking off. He got 3 fabulous points.
Yeah.
The pitch wouldn't suit a player like Luke. The disappointment for Dennis, really, I suppose, is that I think anyway personally that he was going to go, or he was going for the league. You know, I think he'd love to have gone into the league final and have a crack off maybe Galway again or a Kilkenny, you know. And I think if the results go against him, the chances are now, like, after losing 2 games, that they probably won't make it. But you're right, I think there's loads of positive aspects in the performance. You know, players are continually developing all the time. Like, William Egan will take time to adjust in the County Hurling, and he's done really well. He intercepted some great passes today and won some really good, decent ball, you know. So it was an encouraging performance. But, like, at the end of the day as well, Joe, you know, Sam and Nola Park a couple of weeks ago, they really did well, but Kilkenny still came away with 2 points. You know, Dennis would have loved to have had that type of performance, and as I said, at least the draw out of the game.
And like you said there earlier, the defeat means there's probably no chance of making the final at this stage. What will be the outlook and kind of objective for the rest of the league now, you think?
Well, there's 3 league games to go, and obviously, you know, the tip game now is going to be a big game. I suppose just players to continue to develop and players get used to the system, and I mean, Cork's puckouts were good at times as well. You know, there was loads of movement in the half forward line, which is great for the goalie. You know, great for going low, pucking the ball out. Tom Kenny made one superb run at one stage, and it was all about energy and having a bit of awareness and just doing something like doing the unusual, I suppose. So, you know, players will just continue to get used to their positions, continue to develop. William Egan to use every minute he has now to go behind him just to get up to the pace. Owen Dillon did well. I mean, the problem maybe, I suppose, with having a settled full back like Owen Cadigan is that, you know, your replacement for that doesn't get much game time. So definitely now for the likes of Owen Dillon today, even though his man got a good few scores, Owen still played well, like, and the game was sent to him. So I suppose that's what he'll be looking for. He'll be looking for players to continue to impress. And I mean, there's still huge, you know, there's lots of places up for grabs. Luke O'Farrell put his name into the hat again today with 3 great points in play. So I mean, as an individual on the team, you just have to continue to develop yourself and just take a claim for championship.
So leaving Farfield today, you'd be optimistic about the year ahead?
Yeah, I would. I mean, Cork are getting big scores. Okay, they conceded 18 points, but no, they got 17 points today. They got 120 the last day. So, you know, that's a decent return. I suppose the negative, I suppose, is that he didn't really create any clear-cut goal chance. I don't think the goalie really had, you know, he had to deal with a couple of high balls, but he had no really difficult shots to deal with, which is a little bit of a worry. But all in all, I thought it was a great, you know, backline performance from Cork. And, it was just a tiny bit disappointing towards the end that they didn't get that last chance, because I think they deserved the draw. But all in all, I thought it was a decent performance. Red FM.